Hallo ihr Lieben und willkommen zu einer neuen Folge des Amnesty International Hochschulpodcasts der HU und Charité in Berlin. Diesmal haben wir eine Folge für euch, die sich mit der Situation der LGBTQIA+-Community in Ungarn beschäftigt. Diese Folge stammt allerdings nicht von uns, also der Amnesty Hochschulgruppe der HU und Charité in Berlin, sondern von der Themenkoordinationsgruppe EU-Länder bei Amnesty Deutschland. Da unsere KollegInnen mit dem Amnesty International Direktor in Ungarn und dem ungarischen Programmdirektor von Amnesty sprechen, wird diese Folge auf Englisch sein. Aber mehr will ich auch nicht vorwegnehmen und es bleibt mir nur noch, euch viel Spaß zu wünschen.
Hi everyone and a huge welcome to your podcast. Today we will talk about the situation of the LGBTQIA+ community in Hungary regarding the newly introduced law, and that's why I want to give you some background on it. The LGBTQIA+ community in Hungary is going through some dark days. A new law was introduced in June this year. The amendments within the law require that all media content that propagates homosexuality or portrays it cannot be shown to children under 18. And commercials that show diversion from one's biological sex, change of gender, propagates or portrays homosexuality aren't accessible for them. The amendments also require that TV and radio commercials that show diversion from one's biological sex, change of gender, propagates or portrays homosexuality should only be shown between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Otherwise, they can get fined or have their broadcasting suspended. The proposal also requires that human rights education courses in schools on sexual orientation can only be held if they respect Hungary's constitutional identity and its Christian culture, and as long as they do not propagate consensual same-sex conduct or the affirming of one's gender, like the infamous Russian propaganda law. This new legislation will further stigmatize the LGBTQIA+ people and their allies. It will expose people already facing a hostile environment to even greater discrimination. No one should feel like their own government is against them. The role of a government is to protect their people, not to cause even more fear and discrimination. Love is a human right, and no one has the right to take it away. Nobody deserves to be distinguished by their sexual orientation or their identity. This is a wake-up call for everyone to express their solidarity with the Hungarian sexual minorities. We need the power of all people to bring back some light to the life of the LGBTQIA+ people in Hungary. Let's make a change.
Great. Thank you, Bori, for that really nice introduction. Why don't we just introduce the panel today? So we are five people on the call, currently from different countries, but I'm sure that everybody can say where they come from, who they are, and their position in the group. So maybe let's start with David.
Yes, hi everyone. My name is David and I'm the section director in Hungary. That means that I'm leading our team in Hungary. And I'm also a member of the LGBTQ community by myself, and I'm very happy to be here.
All right, cool. Nice to have you here. Then Aaron.
Hi, I'm Aaron. I'm the program director of Amnesty Hungary, which means that my team covers the research campaigns and communication related work in Hungary. And I'm also very happy to be here. And thank you for the kind invitation.
Yeah, of course. We're happy to have you. Then Nicholas.
Hi, I'm Nicholas. I'm from Amnesty Germany and I'm an expert for Eastern Europe and Hungary specifically. So yeah, happy to be here.
And last but not least, Bori.
Hello. So I'm Bori from Amnesty Hungary. I'm a youth activist there, and I'm very excited to be here.
Cool. And me, well, I'm Mira. I'm part of the Amnesty EU coordination group. I do social media and the podcast. And yeah, I'm currently in Belgium. Okay. Well, then let's get going with the questions. So firstly, and this is a question maybe we could ask David. Let us know something for our listeners, basically. Let us know something that strikes you as very important that our listeners should know about the current situation in Hungary.
I think it's very important for every listener to know that the current campaign of the government of Hungary against the LGBTQIA+ community is not something that started this June. This is a part of a year-long campaign that actually started a couple of years back with media campaigns and statements by senior government officials in the public domain that were already stigmatizing members of the LGBTIQ plus community in Hungary. The government of Hungary has a track record in instrumentalizing different groups in society. In 2015 and 16 and 17, it was the refugees and asylum seekers who arrived to the border, to the southern borders of Hungary. Earlier, it was the homeless people in Budapest who were instrumentalized for political gains. And now we see that the LGBTQ community in Hungary is basically being used in a form of a very unfortunate form, being used as a political product for the Hungarian government ahead of the 2022 elections to generate some political gains. Also, it is very important for the listeners to know that there has been a systemic erosion of rule of law and human rights protection since 2010 in Hungary. And this one that we are currently talking about is a very, very sad and very dark step, but not the only one that the listeners should be aware of.
Okay. Could you give us an example of what has happened before, maybe, just to get into it?
Sure. Earlier, independent institutions that protect human rights of the individual were captured and their powers were undermined. For example, the Constitutional Court, the Ombudsperson's Office, the Independent Judiciary, those are all institutions that have been captured or largely captured. Also, the media freedom is something that has been undermined, which ultimately blocks a pluralistic and healthy debate in most issues in the Hungarian public life altogether. And obviously we talk a lot about the LGBTQ community these days, but we shouldn't forget that the human rights violations that the Roma population of the country has to face in terms of access to quality education, access to healthcare services, the everyday discrimination they have to face and so on, are certainly something where the government of Hungary has not just not done enough to make sure that those rights violations are eradicated, but actively contributing to the marginalization of Hungary's Roma population.
Okay, I think that gave us a good insight into how the Hungarian government actually, well, the character of the Hungarian government against human rights and of certain groups, and we shouldn't forget the Roma either in this whole thing. Aaron, do you have something to add that you would really want our listeners to know?
I think what David has mentioned is very crucial in a sense that it's really hard to talk about this latest piece of legislation as a law or as anything to do with being a law. It's more about it's a very cruel political game, and it only serves political purposes. As probably some of you already know, that this law has started as a law against child abusers. So originally, this law, the intention was to set harsher sentences for child abusers. But very suddenly, basically in a day, this whole piece of legislation turned into an anti-LGBTQI legislation. And actually the law and the government and the narrative around the issue is very cruel, because it's not only putting children in harm's way and the whole LGBTQI community, but also deliberately conflates being a sexual or gender minority with child abusers, creating this false and cruel and absurd narrative that, for example, gay people or transgender people are something that people should be worried about because they would, you know, impose any kind of threat to them or to their children.
Mm. So what I get from what you two are saying is basically that this law obviously is influences the media a lot because it forbids the media to publish certain things and it forbids free speech, basically. But the Hungarian government still influences the media in the way that it wants. So it kind of depicts the community, the LGBTQIA plus community, in a certain way to influence people indirectly. Is that right?
Yes, to a sense, I think you are absolutely right. I think it's much worse in many sense. So basically, what is happening is that from time to time, as David said earlier, the Hungarian government singles out certain marginalized groups in the society within Hungary or outside of the territory of Hungary, and basically creates a group that can be hated. And they are trying to channel this hate towards that group, and they are trying to use this group to strengthen their core supporters and to tell a story that Hungary, the good Hungarians, which in the government's eyes means, you know, their voters, basically, that they are under a constant attack from these kinds of groups. And they are using already vulnerable people or groups for that purpose. So what Boris said in the introduction is very important, that this has nothing to do about, you know, legitimate aim of, you know, protecting anybody from anything. This is simply mobilizing a certain part of the society against a certain part of the society for political gains. And it's very clear if anyone reads any of these laws, because these laws are not qualifies as a law in terms of, like, you know, the words that they are using or just the whole structure of the law. It's nothing but basically using the parliament and using the legislative process to kind of sell this political message in a form of a legislation. So formally, yes, it's a law, but in terms of, like, the other criteria, it doesn't qualify as such. So it's actually very hard all the time to interpret these kinds of texts from a legal perspective.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that I just put myself, well, for myself as well, it's hard to believe that a government in Europe can actually isolate a certain group and speak very negatively about them to make them opponents of the whole country. But is this really the case? Is it really the case that the people believe what the government is saying? What do you think?
So we conducted a national public opinion poll a couple of weeks ago that actually demonstrated that the overwhelming majority of Hungarians are not agreeing with the government's narrative. But it doesn't mean that such legislation will not have very serious consequences in the everyday lives of LGBTQ youth, for example, in schools. So if you are, and I'm talking from my experience, if you are in your high school years or even elementary school, and your classmates would assume that you are gay, and then they would feel empowered from politics and the narratives that they are hearing in media, that gay people, they are equal to those people who commit pedophilia. They would be totally empowered, or they would feel empowered to beat these kids. And I think this is a terrible way of not just initiating a campaign in the media that is marginalizing, but that may have effects in the rise of hate crime cases against LGBTQ members of the society. So you started this question by saying that it is very bad to see a member of an EU EU member state introducing such policies. Can you imagine the president of the German parliament, the Bundestag, saying something like homosexuality and gay couples' rights to adoption equaling to pedophilia, and this person keeping their position on the long run. And not just that, but this statement becoming official government policy in 2 years in time, because this is basically what has happened in Hungary over the last 2 years. And we already see the numbers of rising hate crime cases and cases of abuse that this hatred has been fueling.
Yeah. I totally understand. Like it's unbelievable how it can be, and we can call it some kind of brainwashing in some sense. And it's crazy what influence this can have on young generations. And I think that's often not that much considered, maybe among our listeners as well, that young generations grow up like this, and this is going to be enshrined in how they think, and this is a real problem. Bori, do you want to add some questions?
Yes, I just as a high schooler, I also want to say that it's very, very important to think critical and do not believe everything you hear. And if you know you believe in something, then just like speak up about it and just don't go on and do nothing about it. Because if we start a conversation around this topic or anything like that, then we should continue that. And if we know more, then it's better.
That's true. Critical thinking is very important. And then we go back to school. This is where we learn it, critical thinking. So it's even more important that young children understand what is going on and just not accept it, but critically ask themselves, where do these things come from? Is this really what our population wants? Are there any other questions you want to ask, Bori, before I go on?
I'm just interested in, like, what does Amnesty... I mean, I'm sure I know Amnesty does a lot, but can you please talk a little bit about the campaigns and what Amnesty does against this situation?
I'll start, and David, feel free to jump in anytime. So basically what we did is that we organized a protest a day before the law was adopted in front of the Hungarian parliament, which had a great turnout. More than 10,000 people showed up and basically expressed solidarity with the Hungarian LGBTQI people. And after the adoption of the law, we helped to organize another protest in front of the palace of the president of Hungary, asking him not to sign this piece of bill into the law. And basically, since then, we were spending the whole summer, trying to raise awareness about the law, which basically means a lot of media work and a lot of advocacy work. And currently, we are trying to figure out what is the best way to keep this topic on the agenda, because, as you know, even the most horrific human rights violations all around the world has basically an expiration date. And it's very, very important that this topic remains high on the European and the global agenda. Obviously, we are working very closely together with the Hungarian LGBTQI organizations and with our activists and members. We basically, what we are trying to achieve is that people are aware, people are not falling into the trap of this law, which basically means what Bori was saying, that this law has a very huge chilling effect, not just on media and teachers and students, but on the whole population. So basically what we are trying to advocate for is a public discourse and the Hungary where people are not afraid to discuss the LGBTQI issues and this law in particular in public spaces, and that where media or teachers are not self-censoring themselves. So that is why we already announced a couple of weeks earlier that our human rights education program is not willing to obey this law. And we are not going to follow the, you know, the instructions of the Hungarian government. And in the future, there will be an upcoming referendum relatively soon. We don't know the exact date, but Hungary will have a national referendum on five questions, which is related to this law and in related to sexual and gender minorities as well. And currently we are working together very closely with the Hungarian partners and the LGBTQI organizations to come up with a joint strategy and campaign.
Okay, great. David, do you want to add something, or has Aaron summarized it well?
Aaron has summarized it very well, and I would like to add something. each and every teacher in high schools or elementary schools, university professors, and also not just activists, but everyone who is going to these schools, they have a role in making sure to stop this, because it will come down ultimately to teachers, school directors, parents, and youth who are attending these schools, whether this law will be enforced in practice or not. So I think it is very important to make sure that together we can block this legislation from being implemented and contribute to those harms that it actually is meant to cause in the society. Also, a recent survey that I was talking about revealed that the more people are aware in their communities, among their friends, that there is someone who is a member of the LGBTQ community, the more accepting they are towards the LGBTQ rights and the LGBTQ community as a whole. So I think it is very important for those who are allies in this fight to create an environment in which someone can come out in schools, in workplaces, among their friends, and listen to these people and listen to members of the LGBTQ community and try to create an environment where it is comfortable and safe for them to come out, because that, as it seems, according to the surveys that we have conducted, the best tool to make sure that we can block these tendencies.
Great. Thank you very much. Well, we've just been speaking. Both of you have emphasized awareness, raising awareness among the population, creating discourse, places for discourse, and also allowing for advocacy groups. So I'm just going to take the moment to introduce our little action as the EU Amnesty, well, the EU Coordination Group of Amnesty International, which is going to happen on the 11th of October. And so our action plan for the LGBTQIA plus action, solidarity action for Hungary, is basically that we want people, especially Amnesty groups, to spray a certain slogan, but we're not publishing the slogan yet, to have it a bit more exciting. But it's going to be a slogan supporting our LGBTQIA plus community. And this slogan is supposed to be sprayed with removable graffiti colors in public spaces. This can be either embassies in your local country, Hungary embassies in your local country, or public spaces where people can see it, especially to raise awareness. If that's not possible, there are always possibilities to do flyers and a stall to speak to people who walk past about what's going on in Hungary. So the slogan is going to be revealed soon, and we'll keep you updated on that on our channels. It's important that you check what you do is legal with your local administration. So you should ask for permission if you were going to spray graffiti. But for all of the information about materials and what you should be doing, how the process should go, we will supply you with extra instructions and the slogan very soon. And the whole point of it is actually to spread awareness, not only in the public at the time of doing the action, but also online, because we want you to take photos and videos of what you're doing, about your day you spent there, and put them up on all kind of media channels with the hashtag of the slogan. That's going to be revealed. And yeah, well, the step-to-step guide will be published soon with all what you need and what you need to join the action. And we'd be really happy if as many people as can really join us across Europe in this action, which is going to happen on the 11th of October, to reiterate. And yeah, so I'm just going to give a short summary about the points we heard today in this great panel. Which is basically that this process is not just a law which has been published in June, but it is an ongoing process. It's happened. It's ongoing for about 2 years now. I mean, we've done podcasts about this before, and it's every time amazing and shocking what is happening and how the Hungarian government is advancing in what they're doing and advancing in the systematic erosion of human rights against the communities. The government stigmatizes the LGBTQIA plus community and influences children in schools. That's what we heard. So it's even more important to raise awareness in schools so that teachers make sure that children are critically about this to minimize effects in the future. But one important thing is that the people actually in Hungary, as David told us, do not support what the government is doing. And that is why there are protests, as the protest that happened with the Hungary Amnesty International group just before the law was passed. And it is important to create a place of discourse to raise awareness among the people, because as David said, raising awareness is raising acceptance for the LGBTQIA plus community.
Great. I think it's the right time to now end this podcast with this concluding thoughts. And I'd just like to take a short moment to thank everybody who was on the panel today. David, Aaron, Bori, and Nicholas as our technical support for having contributed all their thoughts and for allowing a great discussion to happen. Because as we learned, discourse is everything, and creating a place for discussions is how we raise awareness, how we learn, and how we support minority groups in Europe. Thank you.